Hey guys, welcome to Anix Gamecast Level 11. I'm Unbiased Ann, and I'm here with Genesis, and Mike B's back with us. Hey Mike!
Making it do what it do.
How's it going, guys?
Mike, doing pretty good. Doing great. You know, just feel good to be back. You know, with my buddies, you know, talking about video games and anime like we always do.
We're glad to have you back.
I thought this was going to be like a sports episode.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, LeBron James.
All sports, all the time.
We switch it up.
LeBron James.
So what are y'all excited to talk about?
You know, I'm actually excited to talk about the game we're going to be reviewing today, Fire Emblem Warriors.
Me too.
What? Yeah. I guess I'm excited to talk about anime. Because like I said on one of the previous episodes, we don't really talk about anime much anymore. So I'm ready to talk about some SAO too.
See, the reason why I'm not excited about the anime I want to talk about is because I need it to be over. It's still going.
I don't think it ever will be over. So anyway, let's do the social media thing. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, Twitch, and the Apple Podcast app at ANX Gamecast. Any emails about Mike B being back on the show, please send them to podcast at anxgamecenter.com. Let's jump right into
round one.
And again, let's talk about the anime that we're currently watching, Mike.
Mike B.
What you talking about? What? It can't have an anime that never ends. What are you talking about?
One Piece.
So I actually think Terrence brought this up on a podcast recently.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen one episode.
Hey, what is it? It sounds like chicken.
Oh.
You know what?
This. One Piece and a biscuit or something like that. It does.
That one piece, like get that two piece and three piece on the side. But not One Piece is a anime about pirates, you know, exploring, fighting the Navy. The main characters, they call themselves pirates, but they're adventures. They don't do no pillaging. They don't go and like rob people. So how can he be a pirate? But anyway, the series has been going on for a long time. Since I was in school.
Dang.
Like elementary school?
Hey, you about 50 something years old.
Yeah, you know, I'm an old man now, you know, just hanging in there now, you know now. But no, like.
Wait.
So.
Wait.
What?
Mike B. Trippin.
There it is.
Yes. So glad to have that back.
Y'all just missed that button, don't you?
you're still here. Fake Tana's still here.
Oh, man.
She just slightly.
Fake Tana.
I just moved
a little bit.
I haven't missed you that much, Fake Tana, guys, doggy.
Mike B. Trippin.
You're going to remix it on me now. But, yeah, so One Piece, it's pretty cool. I like it. You know, the fights, the characters, really interesting. If you guys get a chance, I would say check it out. But the actual creator, Oda, he said that the anime is actually about 80% done now.
Oh, so still has about 3 years left.
So, I mean, they've already about 10 years already. They did like a whole arc, just one whole year, one whole arc. And like, I was like, dang, oh my gosh, how long is this going to go on? Is it ever going to end? I'm just ready for it to be done. But, you know, I still like it. You know, hey, I say in the anime so I could be happy, and then give me movies and overs.
Fourth wall.
Something new.
What, you talking about breaking the fourth wall?
Breaking the fourth wall. So we just had some major technical difficulties. We fast forward into the future, like 10 minutes or so. So, Mike, what were you saying? You just want more...
Movies.
You wanted that. You want them to end it, and then you just want movies, and then like Dragon Ball Z, like 20 years later, you want more One Piece.
Yes. Not really. No. You know, just more movie and overs.
He wants two pieces.
See, next time. The problem is, I don't want to grow up and then be like a. You know, we were making jokes. Like me and my buddies were making jokes about how, like, man, you know, we're gonna have kids. You know, before One Piece is over with. You know, that was back in the day.
Did you just say I don't want to grow up and it still be on or something?
Well, no. Well, basically, I don't want to. Like, I well, at the time, I was young. I was
You were thinking that like 10 years ago.
Yeah, like 10 years ago.
I was about to say, you're grown now.
But, you know, I don't want to grow up because, you know, I'm always a Toys R Us kid, you know. But it's
I don't
like,
want to grow up either.
Yeah.
So let me jump in. Sword Art Online 2, SAO 2. I feel like I missed a movie somewhere in between. I know I missed a couple of episodes of season two or whatever you want to call it when they went to the Fairyland. Mike, have you seen SAO? Have you watched any of it or all of it?
I have not really. I watched some of it. But I have a friend of mine who watches it a ton, and he always tells me, you need to check this out.
Yeah,
you need to get into
it. It's dope. Like, season one was dope, and then, like, I want to say it was season two. You know they name these things weird. Mm-hmm. You would think Sword Art Online 2 would be season two, but mm-hmm. I don't think that's the case. So you really need to watch season one. When they went to the Fairyland, it got kind of whack. I'm not going to lie. I didn't see the movies, but I would check them out. But I'm watching SAO 2. So this is after they finally got out. So then you know what it's about.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's about after they got out of the game. There's a new game that people are playing, but it's actually killing people in real life.
But that's the second season.
I don't think that's the second season. That's what I'm saying. It's weird.
But you know what? From what my buddy was telling me, he was saying that like the first season was fire, like what you're saying. But he said the second season was like, I don't know, man. You may fall off or something.
So is he talking about the one with the fairies or is he talking about the one with the guns?
The one with the guns.
Oh, see, that's what I'm on right now. It's called SAO 2, but I don't think it's season 2. I don't think it's a true season 2. It might be a season 2 here. But the one with the guns, that's what I started on. And then when I first started it, I was like, eh. Like, it's kind of cheesy, kind of Digimon-ish. It was like, what is this? Then it got really good. I feel like they're rushing through. So I'm only on like episode 6 or something, but I feel like they rushed through a little bit of it. So he transferred his game. So he was able to kind of have a higher rank in the new game and a specific type of skin. Now, the skin that he has in this game looks like a woman.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Looks like
wait,
a girl.
Wait a second. So he was able to take his save data from one game and put into another one.
Yeah, he was not able to keep any of his items, but I think he was able to keep some of his stats.
So this is like the equivalent of me taking my maxed out Final Fantasy VIII characters and just putting it into like, I don't know, like the new Final Fantasy XV game. And it's like, I'm maxed.
Yeah, with no items.
With no items.
No weapons.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you keep your stats. I'm not sure if they have levels, but I think he kept his stats.
So this is like a game. It's an anime, but he's like playing a game.
Yeah.
Or he's inside of a game.
He's inside of an MMO.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And like I said, season one, it was all about them being stuck inside, trying to get out. Someone trapped them inside, which sounds cool to me. I don't know why you would try to get out. Except for the fact that in the real world, I think the body was rotting away because, you know, whatever. Like I said, season two, he was enlisted to kind of investigate who this was and were they really killing people in the real world and things like that. And instead of swords, Sword Art Online, this one has guns. So I think the game is called Gun Gale Online.
Oh.
So, but he doesn't use guns.
He still uses swords?
He has a lightsaber.
But what?
Yeah.
What?
Where did he get this from? Where did he get a lightsaber? Like, what is that, like an item? Did he get is like a special unlock from coming from the other game?
No. Since he had like heightened stats and abilities, there was this one kind of mini game that you could play like in the lobby that no one's able to beat. And it's like at the casino. So every time you play it, there's more towards the jackpot. And no one can beat it. But his specific ability, because in Sword Art, he had speed, agility, stuff like that. He was able to dodge all these bullets at point blank range and no one else could. He finally went in, attacked, beat the game and got all this money. So that's what happened right in the beginning. So
does the sword give him an auto kill though?
Auto kill.
Like this one slash, he's done. One slash, man.
That's what I've seen. I don't think it's an auto kill. Like, specifically, but so far he's been killing folks with one slash.
I'm just trying to figure this out because I mean, you know, this is a, you know, you don't bring a sword to a gunfight.
Kirito does.
Oh well, shoot, man, I didn't know at all.
So the only thing so far that I don't like about this is him again. He looks like a woman inside of this new game.
Hmm.
So he made friends with this girl named Sinon, and she's like a real dope. She's a sniper, and made friends with her and she's helping him thinking he's a she
Oh.
And then
trickery.
Right. And then she finally finds out that no,
he's a dude.
Really a dude. So she gets all mad. But I feel like they rushed it. It was supposed to be some kind of big battle between them two. Mm-hmm. Because she was one of the better players in the game. And then obviously he's new, but obviously he's gonna be good at it. But then they fall on episode 6 or something, episode 5. So I'm like, what is this? But anyway, so that's where I'm at. They finally met in like a semifinal round. And he beat her.
You know what? I may check this out.
No, you need to check this out.
So can I actually come into this season and actually like enjoy it, or do I have to go back and watch the first part?
To understand some of the things that they're talking about, you probably need to watch season 1. But if you don't care, I think they explain it enough where you can just go forward. But there are a lot of times where he does reference something that happened in Sword Art. But one of the last episodes I saw, they actually put like 5 minutes of footage from Sword Art.
Oh, cool.
So it's like,
okay. So I may be like, hey, what's going on there? But yeah, you know, I can still work with it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, see, because I don't want to go back and learn, because like, you know, and learn all this other stuff what happened before. I don't like to learn. Don't want to do that. I just want to jump in action.
But no, but Sword Art season 1, whatever you want to call it, is dope.
Dang, so I have to go back and watch because it's good.
It's really good.
Ah, man, is that like a catch-22 or something? Or
I don't know.
Ah,
oh. I feel like, I think I started watching it a long time ago.
Yeah, it was... I think, was it on Toonami?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, it was on Toonami, and I would record it every week and watch it. So that's why I missed some of the episodes, because, you know.
Well, you sold me on it. I'm going to watch it.
Do it.
Most definitely.
Do it.
Just
do it.
Hey, so Fake Tana here. We did have a cheer button. It was too long. So this is us cheering you watching SAO season 1.
It's dual. Can be either booing or cheering.
Right. So also want to mention the current anime under review, The Berserk Egg of the King.
Ka, 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 ka. Is that one?
No.
Oh.
One for you too.
Oh, what was that? I really thought I like had it.
That is Fist of the North Star.
I love Fist of the North Star.
Man, I thought that was going to work out perfectly.
No. So Berserk, the Egg of the King review is still coming. That should be on our next episode full review. So let's jump right into
round 2.
It's going to be a really short round. Usually we do the trailer reviews. This is where we talk about some trailers and pick the next game that we're going to review. There are going to be a lot of games coming out this fall. Big name titles. So instead of trying to pick between them, we're going to try to do as many as we can. So on our next Nintendo episode, we'll be reviewing Super Mario Party.
Oh.
I don't like that name. I don't know why. I just don't like the name.
I was going to say, why? You just don't?
I don't know. It's been Mario Party.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, but right. Remember it was like Mario and then it was Super Mario?
Yeah, but it's been like 10 Mario Parties or 11 or 13 or something. And now you just want to change it to Super Mario Party. I don't know. I don't like it, but hopefully the game is decent.
Isn't Mario Party like the equivalent of like Monopoly? Never ends.
Oh, it ends.
It's like a war.
Oh, it ends if you play with Genesis.
That's
he
right.
Robs you blind, takes all your money and your property.
Dang, what? See, there's money and it's being taken. It's Monopoly.
There's no money. There's no money in
it's
Mario
coins.
Party.
Coins.
But do you remember back in the day playing Mario Party on the 64?
Yes.
Getting that blister in that hand.
I still think I have the scar.
Scars,
right here.
Yeah, it was crazy. Hopefully we don't have any of that going on. So anyway, that'll be our next Nintendo episode. Let's jump into
round 3.
And let's do our game review for today. Fire Emblem Warriors. Hold on.
Fourth wall.
Right. We've been trying to do this podcast for like 7 months.
Fourth wall.
Yeah.
Ooh. And now we're finally doing it. I hope we do a good job at it, because I really don't remember all the specifics about it. I beat the whole game a long time ago. Long, long time ago. But I think I remember enough to give it a good review. So
Mike B,
what'd you think?
You know, It was actually pretty interesting. You know,
this is your type of game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is. I play many and different types of Dynasty. I call this game that we're reviewing, Fire Emblem Warriors, a Dynasty Warrior style type game.
That's what I call it too. But I think I'm gonna start calling it a Mike B type game.
Oh, a Mike B type game. Okay, yeah. All right. There we go. That's what's up. Just like the fighting games, because you know I'm the champ at those. But you know,
what?
Oh yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
What?
But the thing is this game, I liked it. It was so easy to get into, you know, Dynasty Warriors. It's more, I feel like it's kind of harder for some people to get into. It's not everybody's cup of tea, but this game here, flashy moves, flashy techniques, you know, things to get you more enveloped into the game if you're not really into Dynasty Warriors type games. Because, you know, most of the times you have people who like Dynasty Warriors type games. Yeah, people that don't like the games.
Well, it's funny you say that. So on our Instagram page, you know, Instagram.com/ANXGamecast, check it out. I just posted, I think, Dynasty Warriors 8 for PS3 because we do this day in gaming history type thing. And I started off my caption with that. Why does everyone hate on these types of games? They say that they're all the same or they're not good, yet they probably have 5 in their collection. And I was surprised. I really got no haters or no trolls. A lot of people came out and said, what? People hate on this game?
What?
Oh, most definitely.
And I was thinking, yeah, but when I put it on social media where the trolls live, there were no trolls. So I was like, maybe people are starting to come around. I don't know.
You see us Dynasty Warrior people, we stick together. See, there's so very few of us that we have to come together with the band and we have to like lift the banner of Dynasty Warrior type games like Gundam. You know, they had Gundam Warriors or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the real problem, I think we're just getting old.
Possibly.
Because if you remember back in the day, and I know
Unbiased Dan
will remember this because she used to play Dynasty Warriors all the time.
I did not.
Okay.
Oh, I was about to get excited.
Back in the day, there were too many characters on the screen and the graphics were actually like decent. But it would lag the game. It would slow everything down. And a lot of people would then get frustrated with the game and not play it.
Mm-hmm. So they were DTMing?
Who?
The game developer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Doing too much?
A little bit too much. And then they tried to fix it. And they made it to where all the people would disappear all the time. Like there were like 2,000 people around you, but you could only see 20. And so they tried that and it was, you know, whatever. But now the kids nowadays, you don't have that problem. Mm-hmm. So if you started playing on a PS3, a Dynasty Warriors 7 or 8 or something like that, you don't have those problems. All you see is dope graphics, cool music, and a refined battle system that we didn't really have on a PS2.
So we had to deal with the problems. Yep. They got the goodness out of it.
Exactly. We had to play Dynasty 1 through 5.
What is it?
And Extreme Legends. And
I think, what is it like back in the day, like what, like a PS2 or whatever system you had can only handle about like 12 people on the screen, right? Or else it'll start messing up.
Exactly.
So it's like, oh man. Then once you get them all there, it's like, well, I'm about to do a special. Here it go. Here come the lag. You start doing it and then it's like everybody going in slow motion.
Look, especially if you're playing 2-player local.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. 2-player local and y'all both do y'all special at the same time.
Ooh. Yeah, sometimes I'd be like, hey dog, hey, you sure you want to do this? The game may freeze or break.
Just all of a sudden just it's like, dang.
Like, we wiped them all out, but you know, kind of scared me how the game was doing that.
It's like, now we got to start this whole level over. Mm-hmm. And we already beat Lu Bu. We got to beat Lu Bu again.
Well, y'all got to coordinate your, you know, moves.
Yeah. You know, I just thought about it. Did Fire Emblem Warriors have their Lu Bu?
Not that I'm aware of.
Because, you know, every game like this, you have your Lu Bu. You have that one character.
Well, you had the one guy that had the, I don't know, I don't remember his name, but he had the electric sword. But there was another guy just like him. So I don't really think that was this crazy overpowered person at Lu Bu, like Lu Bu in Fire Emblem Warriors. So let's get back to Fire Emblem Warriors. It is cel shaded. So I like the cel shaded. Sometimes the graphics were a little blurry, though, like sometimes. So but generally speaking, you know, the graphics were kind of just OK.
Think so.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I like cel shaded, but There was something about the pixelated edges that got me, and some of it was blurry sometimes. But generally speaking, they were just, the graphics were just okay.
You know, I didn't actually have that problem. You know, for me, it was all right for me because it had an anime style to it. So I didn't really mind it, you know, coming from, you know, Jesuit Radio and stuff like that and No More Heroes.
I told you, you're old.
Yeah, you know what? Dang, you know.
See, you are getting old.
Like the 18 to 24 they don't know what you're talking about. Jet Set Radio, they have no clue.
They're like, what is that? Nah, you know, no. Everybody knows about because
they
Jet
weren't
Set.
Even born yet.
No, everybody has to know about Jet Set.
It's 2018.
Damn, I'm probably talking like an old head now.
Game Out Cotton came out like 19 years ago.
Well, you know, I am talking about a game that came out on the Dreamcast because I love Dreamcast and Dreamcast accessories. But anyway, though, I actually like the style of it because I kind of hope that the games, like anime kind of wise, kind of go towards this direction because it feels you're more in an anime, more involved in it. Kind of like how Guilty Gear with their style, you know, it's like an anime type fighter, like in Blaze Blue.
Right.
I like that kind of style they have in it.
And like I said, I like the cel shaded. I like the anime style. It was just something about this.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was too fast paced.
Oh.
And some, like I said, sometimes I would get the blur.
It was weird too, because when they would talk to each other, it was like a little drawing. Like it wasn't like they were really talking to each other.
So
unbiased Dan
hates that type of RPG.
Is weird.
Oh really?
I don't know what it's called.
Mom's in the castle, and it's like a little puppet, like moving, but the mouth isn't moving. It would just highlight the person, so you knew they were talking.
Yeah.
I was like, that's kind of weird. That's kind of basic.
I don't know if that's at Nippon Ichi or Nippon Ichi, however you pronounce his name. I don't know if it's that style or whatever. She just wants the full 3D graphics all the time.
Yeah.
Everybody talking, voiceovers all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not down with that.
Oh, yeah. See,
like Fallout. Like how they talk to each other. And they talk to different people. Lots of different people.
So you're trying to tell me this is not like Fallout?
This isn't like Fallout at all.
Oh, I thought it was just like it.
No.
We just need
this
to find,
is not an open world. Find,
you know, but let them make a Dynasty style Fallout game. I guarantee you will play. You will love it.
Yeah.
I'm just real picky. Because like I didn't like Zelda because they didn't really talk to each other. It was a little scroll.
Yeah.
I was like, what? This is whack.
Whack.
They need to be speaking to each other for real.
So one of the main things that I didn't like about the game was when it was time to upgrade your character.
Mm-hmm.
That was terrible.
Man.
And I was hoping that they would upgrade it, but I don't know if they have because we didn't get any of the DLC.
Oh.
But I don't think it was ever upgraded. So the problem with upgrading the characters were... you had to like go into each character separately. You can press the R button, but you kind of, you lost track of where you were at, what you were doing. So it was a whole lot of going back and forth. And then when you needed to optimize the equipment for your character, you had to go to each character and click optimize for all 20 characters, assuming that no one really died.
You know, I didn't mind to optimize too much just because I saw it as this is something easy for, like, it's not too complicated. It's really easy for people who are getting into the style of game to just like, okay, just real quick, hit this button. Boom, there you go. Everything is good.
You had to do every one every time. Reason being, when you're playing a story mode, sometimes they would make you use certain characters or they say you cannot use certain characters.
That is true.
So it's cool if you could use the same three characters throughout the whole game. That's cool. So that's easy. 1, 2, 3, done. But you never know who they might make you use on the next level. So it's better for you to upgrade everyone if you can.
You know what? I agree with you. You remember when I was playing.
When we were playing.
Yeah, we were playing. And then it's like out of nowhere, it's like, oh, we're stuck with these characters and we don't use anybody else. Like I only use Frederick. I'm like, who are these other people? I don't know who you are.
Right.
So
Mike D
was streaming twitch.tv/ANXGamecast. He was streaming some Fire Emblem Warriors and he was getting the beat down. Yeah, all of it. So I decided, let me get these, because he was using the Pro Controller. I said, let me get these Joy-Cons out and let me help him. So we went ahead and did 2-player. But before we did, I said, hey man, make sure you upgrade a couple of your people. I don't want to be out there, you know, taking off one damage, you know, every 12 seconds. Mm-hmm. That's not, you know. So he did. And I think we beat one level and it was cool. But then the next level, it was very clear that the one of the characters, at least that we were using, we could not use. So I said, hey, upgrade another person. So we did. However, the other three people were also people we had not used before.
You know, that was partially our fault, because right before the mission starts, it actually shows you like who all you can use.
Right.
But I mean, who pays attention to that?
That's way too much setup. This is not like a tactics game. It's way too much setup. There's way too many things you can do as if it was a Dynasty Warriors tactics or Romance of the Three Kingdoms or something like that. Hmm. It was way too much. And like you said, no one does that. It's time to start battle. I don't want to set up for a battle. I don't want to do that. I just want to go out there and hack and slash and cut folks, right? So we get in a battle. I got lucky. I picked the main character and make sure he was upgraded, so I was good. Mike over here getting killed in one hit.
Yes.
Dang.
I'm sitting there. I run straight to the boss like, oh, yeah, I'm about to get it now. And then, bow, oh, half my health. Nope, never mind. I'm okay. Just start running back. Hey, buddy, need your help.
Yeah. So that, I didn't like that. I feel like there has been a game before where I've seen an optimize all button.
Wait, there's an optimize all?
Not on this game. But I feel like I've seen a game, some RPG somewhere, where you can just optimize all.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that would have made this game so much more easier.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be that far-fetched on this game. You had multiple people that had the same weapons, but for the most part, everyone had a unique weapon. And everyone had their weapon. So if you optimized it, more than likely it would keep the weapon that they had that was made and designed for them. So it wouldn't have been a big deal. So I don't understand what that was about. Let's move on to the music. Everything sounded good to me, and the voiceover sounded good. Sometimes they were a little corny. The menu music will put you to sleep though. I don't know what we were doing. We were in here earlier. Decided to play a little bit before Mike B got here, and it was just on the main menu, and I was about to fall asleep, like legit.
I don't remember the main. I just remember the game. It was like, I don't even know how to describe that music that it plays in the game.
It's usually, like, if I'm remembering correctly, they do some sort of rock music.
It's like, so, dun, 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 dun. Mm-hmm.
Electric guitars and things like that. That's the Dynasty Warrior sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, so when the music put you to sleep, was it like a lovely lullaby type?
Yes.
That like was the elevator music.
You know what? I don't mind that too much either, because it reminds me more of like an RPG-ish type deal. And it seems like that's what they tried to do, since a lot of these characters came from an RPG.
Well, it came from Fire Emblem, right?
Yeah. You know that. Now that right there, I can understand it being that way. So,
and I'm ready for them to boo me. So let me go ahead and.
But I mean, hey, if that's not your style, it's not your style.
Well, my thing is, I've never played a Fire Emblems game.
Same here.
That I can remember. I think I played one, but I don't remember.
Well,
so
you
this,
went up on me.
So this music is probably from a Fire Emblems game of the past.
See, and that's one thing that I wish that I did play a Fire Emblems game for, because I feel like I would enjoy the game.
Well, I heard more. They were all pretty good.
Oh, nice.
So
this game doesn't seem like you need to have played anything prior to it to understand it, though.
I think you would have had to play stuff prior to it to understand who the specific characters are. Because
yeah.
I think what they did was take all the characters from the different Fire Emblem universes and put them all into this one game.
I got you.
So I'm pretty sure that's what happened here.
See, I feel like if I did play all the other Fire Emblem games, I probably would enjoy more. Just more of like the interactions between, ooh, I wonder what this character would say to this person, or how this character would act or be with this person. So.
It's kind of like a Dissidia.
Yeah, exactly.
What would Cloud say to Squall?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm better than you. Go away.
Nah, you know what Squall will say? He'll say, whatever.
Yeah.
And then
you know what Cloud will say? Zach, get him. So, yeah. So, yeah. The only thing I would guess I was excited for was that, you know, I did have some of the, or all of the Fire Emblem amiibos, along with, I think, some of the Super Smash Brother amiibos.
Mm-hmm.
So, Marth. Saw Marth.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, oh, Marth. And then it wasn't really Marth. It was like Marth's daughter. And then the real Marth showed up. So I was like, okay, well, I don't know what's going on here. Well, I don't, whatever.
If we played the game, we would have known.
I know. So speaking of playing the game, let's go to, you know, gameplay. The story to me was terrible. again, I've never played Fire Emblems before, but considering that it's based off of RPG, I expected more.
It just seemed basic.
It was super basic. It seemed like this game was geared towards kids. It was like the kid-friendly version of Dynasty Warriors, but let's slap Fire Emblem on there to try to get some of those hardcore players to jump on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it seemed like to me. It was real basic. It was super cheesy. It was literally, hey, who are you? I'm so-and-so. You're an intruder. We don't know you, so let's fight. So we fight. Okay. You're worthy. We know you. We're cool now. So they'll see me talking to Mike B, and then they'll say, stop. You don't talk to Mike B. So his henchmen or whatever from his castle will come and say, stop right there. And now, and Mike will be, no, no, it's okay. And then now I have to fight them. And we're all okay. And then that just repeats like 20 times.
And then mom's in the castle and you got to go rescue mom.
Yeah.
Rescue mom. But you know what? Me personally, I've never really cared about the story for any of these like Dynasty type games. Maybe like originally I was like, ooh, I'm invested in this. But for this, I wasn't into it either.
But,
I agree.
But yeah, and but in this one, like it was in your face. Like,
yeah.
Unbiased am.
Like she was saying, it was a situation where they put it right in your face. You kind of had to check out the story.
Mm-hmm.
Dynasty Warriors in general, I feel like it has more cutscenes and they're pretty short. So you get to just watch a little short movie, probably 30, 40 seconds, and then you go and get your hack and slash on.
But you know what? One thing I will say about the story is that even though I don't really pay attention to a lot of the story elements of the game or like for this or even other games, one thing I will say is that this story, just looking at some of the interaction of the characters did make me kind of laugh. Or every so often I'll be like, you know, since this is my first time ever playing any kind of Fire Emblem type game, I'm like, okay, who is this character? Like, why are they talking? Like, what is he referencing? You know, it's I can only go so far since I don't really know the characters. But it's like, I was like, oh, this guy's pretty funny or so, like coming in, or, you know, I really just want to see everything with Frederick in it.
Yeah, you got enough just to talk, you know, look at their, get a little bit of their personality.
It did get me a little curious to where I want to actually play a Fire Emblem game just so I can see, like, okay, like
kind of go back and figure out what happened or how we got here.
Exactly.
No, hold on. Now I got to call out Mike B, because
what are you talking about?
Mike B tripping. You just said your friend said Sword Art Season 1 was dope. Then you said you don't want to go back to watch it because you don't want to learn, even though it's her dope. Now you've heard it's dope from two people.
Oh, gosh.
But now you want to go back and play, which would take longer than watching Sword Art Season 1.
See, there's
a difference. To learn about Frederick.
See, there's a difference. See, I don't want to learn, but I want to have fun.
Oh.
See, that's watching something. See, that's work. See, what I'm about to do, I'm about to play something. So that's going to be fun, right?
Learning's not fun.
Yeah. Who likes to learn?
Psh.
Man, I was sweating right there. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you just get ready for that Gohan debate. But anyway, trash.
He is the greatest. That man is glorious.
Yeah, okay. That boy is nothing. Anyway, AI difficulty to me was way too easy.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I mean, when you got to certain bosses, generally speaking, the boss difficulty was okay. But everything before that was way too easy. Mm-hmm. And the boss, obviously, we know what the bosses do on Dynasty Warriors. They have more HP and they block more.
Yeah.
So I think they did a good job of balancing all that out with the bosses. I think it was okay. But everyone else was just...
They were just looking free out there on the battlefield.
Yeah. And here's the deal. After I beat the game, I went back and tried to unlock some of the things with the swords. So I basically used probably three swords the whole game. And I never unlocked any of the special moves, and I didn't need to because the game was too easy. But so just to get a challenge afterwards, I said, okay, I'm going to use a crappy sword, but it has a good move, but I have to kill 20,000 people before it unlocks.
Oh, okay.
Right. So I did that just for additional challenge after I beat the game. But going through the game, I didn't require any of that. Didn't need to do that because it was too easy.
Man, yeah, I had the same problem. Like,
so
just like, well, I'm thinking back right now to when we were playing together that one time, like how like everybody else, I was running through them, and like right. I said, when I got to the boss. Half health just on that one strike. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Whoa, wait a second. Right. I'm supposed to be the hero of the story. I'm supposed to like. I'm
Frederick is not the hero. I can tell you that much.
In mine, he is. Okay. Did you see his horse?
I saw his
Maximus.
Horse. That's you just made that up.
The name, or was there even a horse?
The name.
Oh.
If the horse did have a name, it would be Maximus.
It would be Maximus.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's jump over to this one main part. This real, really, really important part. The online.
What online?
What'd you give it for online? I know it was high.
Zero?
Non-existent. That's what it was.
Yeah, I gave it a zero too. I don't understand. I don't understand this. Why there's no online. And I'm not even big on online play. I'm down with the local co-op. So I really did enjoy that. But it's 2018. I think this game came out last year, 2017. Come on. I can't play this game online with anybody. That doesn't make sense.
Or at least give you an option to where if you want to do a mission with somebody, it can like kick in some random person in there to be like your player two on there for you.
Yeah.
That's what I was expecting.
But I feel like Dynasty Warriors in general doesn't get this right. I feel like the first Dynasty Warriors that came out for PS4, I don't remember which one it was. I got it. And I went over to Matt's house. Shout out.
Shout out to Matt.
And when we played locally, here's the thing. When we played locally, like only one of us could log in. So he would get no progression on his storyline or his save file. Fast forward here to Fire Emblems. Same thing. Actually, it's the same thing.
That seems like a complete waste of time for a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm not trying to help Mike B get anything.
Well, especially for nothing.
For nothing.
Yeah.
And so it's actually the same thing here. I played, but it didn't really help you.
Mm-hmm.
On your, they need to get this. They need to get it together. I don't understand.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like, you know, double it up, get more resources or something. But nah, yeah, it's kind of pointless. I feel like you come out doing better when you do it by yourself.
So.
To a degree.
Oh, pause. Anyway, special modes. I don't know if you played any special modes.
No, I didn't see any. I was looking for them.
Well, the history mode. So once you play enough in the story mode, you start unlocking history mode, which I think are battles from previous Fire Emblem games.
Oh,
that's cool.
I see.
But the way they do it is not in a story mode per se. There's these little sprites. Like 2D pixelated sprites all over the screen. You go click on them and it will start a battle. It will give you a little bit of a story. So it's not the story from the game, a whole game itself. I think it's the story from just that one battle. So you go over here, you got to kill these people, kill those people, and then you finally get to the boss. It was cool. I liked it, but it was hard.
Like, oh, really?
The history mode?
Yeah, I ran through the game and you keep your level. So now I'm playing history mode. At level 63, 64, whatever. And I lose. And I keep losing. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. I'm killing bosses and gate captains. I know they're not called gate captains on here, but Dynasty Wars.
Hey, man, hey, that's what they are. That's what they are.
With one hit. But I'm still losing. There were some levels that were so difficult. It's like, you need to go over here. You need to go over there. You got 2 seconds to go over here or you lose.
Dang. So you're running. So you're just running through. Like, so you're basically running through the story just to get to this history mode to get wrecked.
Yes and no. You can play the history mode. Like I said, it unlocks certain ones after you get to a certain point in the story mode. So you can do it while you're playing the story mode, you know, take a break and go do that. Or you can do it after. So it's like I said, I'm not even getting wrecked. That's not even a thing. I take no damage and I kill everyone in one hit. I just can't get to the places fast enough.
Oh, you know what? That's one of the problems I dislike with like certain Dynasty games. But did you utilize the the little strategy type deal where you can actually move the characters individually in the menu.
I shouldn't have had to do that.
Yeah, because see, that's one thing.
I did. I think I started to do that, but it didn't help.
See, because that's what I would say. That's where I would say, like, that's probably why it was so hard. Because that's one thing I noticed with this game versus like a different kind of game. Like, I think at the time I was playing Warriors Orochi 3. And, you know, here, like, I had that problem. Run here or else you'll fail. Run here or else you'll fail. And I'm like, gosh, dog, what the heck?
Well, I did try that, but this is why it didn't work. Mm-hmm. There would be people on the map, this one specific map. Hey,
Mike B.
You need to stop Mike B before he intercepts.
Unbiased am.
And like you're literally running towards her the whole time. And then on another part of the map, you need to intercept.
Unbiased am.
Before she gets a hold of
Mike B.
At the same time, you have all these other things. Oh, you need to take all the bases. You need to do this. You need to do that. So it's like, what? Save the villager. Man, forget that villager.
Well, see, and that's where I'm like. Like whenever I started up my mission, it added another side of like excitement to me. But like you said, some people will probably get the hang of it and be fun. But I know like in those instances, I think you would have to like move, like have your character, like go up here, intercept that person, then send another character at the bottom. Now what they'll do when they get down there, you don't know. They may sit there.
And that was the other thing too. Sometimes they would start getting beat up.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. That's weird about these games. We had the same issue with Mario Tennis Aces. This game is clearly geared towards kids, yet there's one or two things in the game that are extremely difficult. I think you can choose a different route if you don't want to do it this way, but this game does have permadeath.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So I think there's options to choose, so it's not as hardcore as Mario Tennis Aces because that game was extremely difficult. But this one had permadeath on it, but I think you can choose options to turn that off. But yeah, if a person dies,
that's it.
You can revive them like towards the end of the game for a large amount of money that you don't currently have.
Cause I was wondering how come you were freaking out whenever I lost one of my characters, like it just fell in battle. And I was like, oh, I keep going. Okay. That's what's up. I'll get them back on the next stage. Then out of nowhere, you're like, ooh.
Yeah. I didn't realize that was happening. I would have warned you.
Yeah. Cause I was like, lost a character. It's okay. Didn't know it was gonna be like Valkyrie Chronicles where like, oh, you dead.
No. Yeah. You dead. Ooh, dead. Ooh. You're not coming back.
Oh, hold on. Somebody wait. I don't know about anything about Fire Emblem, but hey, like, can we hit him with a Phoenix down or something?
That's Final Fantasy.
Can I borrow it, man? Can we like
no?
Wrong
can
game.
I like can I trade my save data from one game to another game and use Phoenix down?
No,
it don't work like that.
Not
like
the last time I checked.
Okay,
especially with the fact that there's no online mode. So okay, so what did you give the game overall?
Score overall. You know what? Surprisingly, I actually gave it a 6.2.
What?
Okay, here's my thing. I like the game. You know, to me, at a 6, you know, hey, that's still kind of passing to me. It's all right. It's
passing.
Not garbage. Like, it's cool, but I feel like it just needed some more to it. It needed a whole lot more. And there's so much. There's only so much you can do with like a Dynasty style type game. Because, I mean, even for like the stages, what you had like open field and
a lot of them look the same, and a lot of times you would go back to the same stage.
Yeah.
And they would say, all right, we're gonna go back, we're gonna do it this time.
Exactly.
And then it's the same, you know, it's the same stage you just played. So
yeah,
I gave the trailer a 7.4.
Mm-hmm.
I gave the game a 6.32.
oh,
so I liked it better than you did.
Oh, you liked it a little bit better than me.
A lot. That point one. Yeah.
That point one.
What you talking about? That's major.
That's a major drop.
Yeah. I think generally speaking, if it had an online mode or if we just omitted that from the scoring,
yeah,
it would have been closer to I did the math and it'd be real close to an 8.
To an 8, yeah.
And I feel like that's a fair score for the game itself, what they did present.
Well, because I feel like that kind of goes more into like replay value, like what can you keep doing? Because
right,
I feel like when you play online with somebody, that can keep you going back for more. Like, oh, yeah, let me go play with my friend.
Right.
My friend.
My friends.
So I don't, it wasn't a situation where I felt comfortable with omitting the online total. It's 2018. Everything is online.
Yeah.
Get it together.
Like everything. So get it together.
Yeah, it feels weird that it didn't have it. I was really looking. I was like, maybe there's like some kind of online functionality that I'm just not realizing. But I didn't see anything.
We actually went out and looked specifically for it.
But hey, I mean, I like the character designs. I like the characters. Mm-hmm. It did get me invested to where I would want to check out like another Fire Emblem style game just to kind of see like the characters, because that's one thing I like, the character designs. And I did like their moves and their special moves and how you can partner up and do like special
techniques. Oh, yeah. So I forgot about that. They had something, they had your special. I forget what that's called. Then they had something called the Awakening Mode, which is pretty cool. Basically, it powers you up in your speed for about 20 seconds, 30 seconds. And then at the end of that, you do some crazy, amazing special. That was pretty cool. You also had a thing, like he said, you can pair, almost like a fusion, and you can fuse together and it would increase your attack. That's especially helpful if that person is about to die. So you can kind of fuse with them so they won't die.
And that's the cool thing about it. You put certain characters with certain peoples, you get special dialogue and you get a specific move just for those two people.
Right. And you get, they have bonuses. I only have two people here. So if
Unbiased Dan and Mike B
fight together, then they can level up, similar to how it is in Pokemon Go.
Your friends,
when you raid with your friends and do whatever, the friendship can get closer, and then you can do different attacks in this game, or you can take off more damage or whatever it is. So they had something like that too. It was difficult to pull off sometimes because they would run off and you know, you're getting bashed in your head by the boss and whatever. Now the end game on this one was pretty cool. And it had the right amount of challenges. I think it was a situation, if I'm remembering correctly, where your people did start to die off.
What?
And I think it was one of those situations where whoever you still had at the end, you'll just keep bringing them in. I feel like that was a Final Fantasy that was like that. You fight with your whole team, basically.
Oh,
not all at one time, but you're fighting with three people and then they die and then, okay, next three people come in. Mm-hmm. So basically everybody, I feel like everybody came in and kind of did their special and killed the boss.
Oh, I see.
So it was pretty epic.
You know what? I just feel like if I were to play the other Fire Emblem games, or at least played a couple of them, uh-huh, I feel like I have like a big, massive appreciation for this, to where, you know, I think I probably would been a lot more wild by the characters, because kind of like One Piece, like there was the One Piece Dynasty Warrior style game. They had the Gundam Dynasty Warrior style game.
Yeah.
They had the Hokuto-no-ken or Fist of the North Star. So it's like, I feel like it's the same game, but because it's characters that you can relate to, that actually you get more invested into it.
Well, that's what I need you to do. I need you to go buy all the Fire Emblem games, put them in your collection, play them all, and then
let us know.
play Fire Emblem Warriors again, and then see if the score goes up any. Okay,
feel like all right, that do would that. Be, what?
All right,
we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Can't wait for that podcast. So anyway, like we usually do, we let
Unbiased Dan
take a crack at the game. So what did you think about it?
I liked it, actually. What? Because it was easy.
Exactly.
See, yeah, the thing that you push, the joystick or whatever you push, it was super sensitive.
Yeah.
It was like overly sensitive.
I wonder if you can change that. I didn't have an issue with it, but I'm used to these types of games. But I'm wondering if you can change that in the settings.
But I did like that you could change the level. Like, I started on easy because I didn't know. And we turned it on and I was like, why are all the guys just standing there?
Literally just standing there watching her run by.
All the soldiers and whatever.
Intimidating.
Well, they were like not doing anything. He's like, because you have it on easy. I was like, oh, well, this is boring. They weren't even moving. And so I backed out and got into normal or whatever. And that was more fun. And it was easy just running around, you know, chopping people up, mm-hmm, and watching the map and going to where it was so basic. I mean, it was really easy. But I liked it.
See, I think that's the one thing that I do like of this one. Because I guarantee if you would have played like a old Dynasty Warriors game, you would have been so frustrated because there's so much like run here, do this, defeat this captain, defeat this general.
I would have been like, my head's gonna explode. There's too much, trying to do too much.
Certain characters.
It got to that point on here. Eventually, yeah.
Well, I will say this. Because I always say it's one thing for me to watch one of you guys play it versus me play it when I give the review. Watching somebody play this is boring to me. It's boring.
It's the same thing over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah, I'm like,
okay. Over and over and over.
Why do you keep slashing those guys up?
Why do they all look the same? Is that his brother?
Yeah, it's just real repetitive. But playing it for me was fun.
Yeah. Cool. And I think a part of that is just because they did make the system a lot more easier
friendly,
for more friendlier for like newer players. Because I could tell that as soon as I got in, like everybody in the game had like some kind of technique where they could just wipe out the whole room.
Mm-hmm. And they actually had another technique. So you had the special, you had the awakening, but there was another move that I feel like you could only do once a battle, and I usually did it right in the beginning where it was like some kind of Omni Slash. It wasn't a special, but it was just like this ridiculously long combo that just took up the whole screen and ate up everybody.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what it was or what it was called. I guess the other thing that I want to touch on, I can't remember if I have because I'm kind of sleepy.
Fourth wall.
There we go. That works.
There you go.
Even on the last stage, I think there were 30 plus stages. There were still tutorials popping up.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I was like, this is ridiculous. That got real old. And I think there was a situation where there was always something going on. There was always people popping up, talking. There was stuff in the screen all the time. Go here, go there. This is happening. Oh, you did great. Oh, this. I was like, shut up.
Yeah. I mean, but that's Dynasties for you.
Yeah, but this seemed like it was more than normal. But one thing I have to give her props for, they actually did have stuff in the pots.
Oh,
I feel like there's been some games where there was nothing in the pots. I was like, I don't know what this is stupid.
This is madness.
I don't understand. I don't get it.
You run over to the pot like, I need some help or something. I need something.
So it was a tease.
See, that's always the running thing in games. Yeah, there's always something in the pot.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Always. But then, so like you run over there, you know, health is in the pot or it's in like a barn or something. You break it. You're like, there's nothing here.
That's funny.
You go and you break another pot. There's nothing in here either.
And I guess the other thing that was missing from here, customizable characters. I always make a Genesis. Overpowered.
Oh, yeah.
Makes Lubu look like Mike B.
Hey man, what in the world?
This.
Yes.
That was a diss.
It was. So anyway, 6.2?
Yes.
6.32. And you actually had fun playing it. So there's been two games that you actually like playing.
Yeah.
So Fire Emblem Warriors was fun for Unbiased Sand and
Monster Hunter?
Monster Hunter World.
Yeah.
Oh, you actually like Monster Hunter World?
Well, let's just like clarify. I stayed in the trees, okay? But it was still fun. Well, because I was trying to fish and the stupid dinosaur came and killed me.
You want me to tell you the cool thing about it? Tomorrow will actually be the special event in Monster Hunter with the, from Final Fantasy, the behemoth will actually be in there.
So let's...
Fourth wall.
One more time. This podcast, by the time this podcast comes out, behemoth be good and gone. They have Bahamut or something by them, zero Bahamut or something like that.
Probably so. But you can actually dress up as a dragoon on Monster Hunter World.
Did they have the Street Fighter stuff in there too?
Yes, they did. You can actually be Ryu.
What?
And they had Sakura.
That's crazy.
Saki.
Yeah, they had Saki in there.
I turn it on just to get Saki and turn it back off.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we only planned on having three rounds, but let's go ahead and
bonus round.
Jump into this bonus round. There's something going on. Nintendo Switch Online. I don't know much about this, but we're going to talk about it. I'm on the official website. There's very vague, limited information. You know when it's launching?
When?
September 2018.
But what? This year?
But yeah, it's this year, but what day?
Yeah, what day?
Is it September 1st? Is it September 30th? I don't understand.
I need an answer.
So, if I'm not mistaken, will you have to pay to play online? I think that's where it's going. I don't know.
Oh, you know, hey, does it say anything on there where you have to actually like pay? You're actually paying for the online services.
It says Nintendo Switch Online is a paid service that gives members access to online play and compatible games, selection of NES games and extras for the Nintendo Switch smartphone app and something else. So that's what it sounds like. Sounds like you have to pay to play online now.
You know what? I believe they said they were. That's what it was. They were going to do that. And then they were going to add the extra games on there for you as like the accommodates you for that.
So it's like Netflix for games?
No, it's just like Xbox Live Gold.
Oh, okay.
PlayStation Plus.
But you know what? I feel like they have to do that. Me personally, I feel like they have to in order to, you know, kind of keep up with the demand and the online services that they have to do. Because, I mean, they've been doing it for free for so long. So I guess in order to give us quality service, kind of like for Microsoft, you seen we've been, you know, you've been paying for online.
But I guess my thing is you're putting out games that don't even have online mode. We just gave zero for it.
That is true. Yeah.
So it's like they give a couple of examples here. Splatoon 2. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Mario Tennis Aces. Sushi Striker.
Sushi.
Is that like Fruit Ninja or something?
I guess. All I know is I know Splatoon 2 is big. Mario Kart 8 is big. But the rest of those games? No, that's not going to make me want to pay to play online. Mario Tennis Aces? What? Get out of here. It seems like it will come with some old NES titles. I don't know how I feel about that either. I mean, Xbox, PlayStation is giving you some stuff that's come out in the last 5 years anyway. You're giving me free stuff that came out 30 years ago. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
It's like, oh, thank you. Yeah.
Thanks.
I'll put this on the shelf.
So 1 month, $4. 3 months, $8. 12 months, $20.
Wait, 12 months, $20?
That's not bad.
Wow. Yeah, that's actually pretty good. Yeah.
That's really cheap.
So that's like a third of the price of, you know, Xbox Live or PlayStation Plus.
What, don't like for my Xbox or PlayStation, what do I pay like $20 for like a month or something?
You should be paying $60 a year.
Oh, so okay, I see.
But it might be more if you pay monthly.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You need to get you some subscription cards.
Mm-hmm.
And or if you want to buy some memberships, you need to go through our Amazon links, annexgamecenter.com/shop.
Get online.
And go through our Amazon page. They also have something called a family membership for $34.99 a year, I'm assuming.
Yeah. So how many people is that?
It doesn't say. That's what I'm saying. There's very limited information for something that's supposed to come out in a month. And will have been out for about a month once this podcast is released. Or it will have only been out for 2 days. I don't know because it doesn't tell us specifically when this comes out. Special offers. Stay tuned for news and special deals. Okay. So not a whole lot of information there, but we are letting everyone know that it's available. It will also have save data cloud backup, just like PlayStation Plus. Same thing with Xbox. So, I mean, it's coming along.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
That's just a lot of money. That's $140 a month to play online on the three systems if you have all three.
Oh,
a year. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
$140 a year just to be able to play online. And they give you some free. Then they give you some free games.
Oh no!
Like every month.
Because that's my thing about it. Like I have a Xbox and a PlayStation at the time, and like you said, I'm paying for both of them right now. So if I add that to it, you know, it's like ooh, that adds up.
I got a strange feeling that I might have to add it for podcast purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth wall.
But generally speaking, I probably would not get this, even though it's super cheap.
I see.
I don't play enough Switch games.
You know what? After playing Fire Emblem Warriors and looking at like their lineup of games that are going to come out, I've actually thought to myself, I'm actually going to invest in getting a Switch now.
Do it.
What?
Yes,
go, Mike.
Most definitely.
We're leaving right now to go get one.
For real?
We got an hour to come on.
What?
Oh, let's go get you one.
You got cash right here. You got cash right here.
Oh no! But that's my cash.
That's for something else.
That's my cash.
Yeah, for your Switch.
Yeah,
your cash for your Switch.
I think about going out tonight. You know.
Yeah, you ain't going nowhere.
Oh.
He is on vacation. So
vacation. Cheer for me! Woo!
All right.
Everybody love vacation.
time to wrap up the show. How about that? How about that for a vacation?
Let's do it.
Please don't forget. Follow us on all social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, Twitch, and the Apple Podcast app. Make sure to subscribe, follow. The likes do count at ANX Game Cast. Visit us at anxgamecenter.com because you won't remember any of that. And again, any angry emails about Mike B showing up out the blue on the podcast, please send them to podcast@anxgamecenter.com.
You know, if they have a problem with it, they can crack an egg on it.
That's it for today, guys. Thanks for listening to ANX Gamecast. Join us next week where we will have our full Berserk Egg of the King review, and we'll take a look at Fully Cooley and Steins Gate. See you next time.
My E-Tippin.